You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 66 cloudy degrees in Flemington. There's a chance of showers this afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 60. And tomorrow there's a chance of showers before 8 a.m., then periods of rain after 8 a.m. I swear the weather forecast must get paid by the word. High near 55. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Saturday, rain is likely. Sunday, rain is likely. Monday, rain is likely. And Tuesday, there's a chance of showers. Stay tuned now for the library show.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the entries are in for the HCL Amateur Photography Show. You need to stop by the library sometime in October and vote for your favorite picture. Entries are still being accepted for December's Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of HCL. Jennifer says if you can't tell the difference between a spoon and a ladle, you're probably fat. Lots of October programs and concerts to tell you about, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Kate, could you turn my headphones up a little bit? I can't hear anything now. So I might have drowned you out. Thank you.
That's fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Good morning to all our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to another installment of the library show. Where do you want to start with today, Jennifer?
I want to start with the universe that obviously has something against me.
You say that all the time.
I know, but seriously.
Maybe it does.
I'm thinking, because next week is the first week.
I think I'm sitting too close to you then.
I think you are. The first full week I have scheduled off all year. I'm getting a hurricane.
You're not off until
Monday.
Tuesday. No, Monday on is going to be beautiful. And actually, see, this is
And actually, I did
ever
just
see that episode of the Brady Bunch where they get that little the tiki idol,
yes,
and they said it was bad luck, but then Mr. Brady at the end said, no, it wasn't bad luck. It was actually good luck if the way you looked at it.
Yes.
Jennifer, this is the perfect example for you.
How's that?
Because the weather after a hurricane is the best weather you'll ever get.
Oh, I know. I know it is.
Yes. So starting Tuesday, you're going to be getting spectacular weather. And how are you going to take advantage of it?
First of all, I'll probably have to clean up my yard.
No. You have beautiful weather, Jennifer. What are you
going to
do?
We're talking about going to the beach. We're talking about going to West Point.
Okay. Talking about it. You need to book like a hotel room somewhere and stay overnight and really, really immerse yourself in your vacation. shouldn't be hit or miss.
I'm a fly. All right,
this is a
I am a fly
top
by the
for
seat
a psychologist.
Of my girl. Fly by the seat of my pants kind of girl.
Great. And how's that working for you?
Not really. So that was Etta James with Stormy Weather.
Etta James. Very good. She sang, didn't she sing the Christmas song? The one about Santa Baby?
That was Aretha Franklin.
No, it wasn't.
Not Aretha Franklin, Eartha Kitt.
Oh, yes, Eartha right. Kitt. That is correct.
So was Etta James one of these songs at last night's?
No. Why don't you talk about last night's program? We had an interesting and different program at the Huntington County Library last night.
We had Bob Edwards and his wife Susan came to the library, and they played What's That Tune? And they played five rounds of five songs each. Sometimes they asked the audience to just identify the song, and sometimes who sang it. And Jim played along with the people in the audience, and he was in one of the final two teams.
Yes, I should have won.
You should have.
I didn't want to win, though, but I should have won.
Well, but the fix was in then if you won.
Yes, that would have been the integrity of the program.
But the only thing I didn't get was, I think it would have, because like he played so much of the song.
He had to play a little piece at the beginning. A lot of times he played the title of the song and asked for the title.
I mean, I know it was friendly and he wanted everybody to win.
That's a little too friendly. For my liking, anyway.
You know, some of them... If
people like to be challenged.
Get it on the first couple of notes, then that's...
No, like midway through the thing, I just waited until, okay, we don't know, let's wait for the title to come up.
Right.
Though actually, I was on a very good team. What is the name of that couple I was sitting with?
I don't remember.
Several of the very nice couple, and the gentleman, they come to all the programs.
Everything.
He knew every song.
Yes. And he knew who wrote it and who sang.
Yeah.
And there's the other man in the green shirt. He also...
Yeah, he's an encyclopedia.
Yes, between the
two. He went to school with half the artists that the guy talked about last night. And, so it was a very entertaining program. I think if it was tweaked a little bit, it could even be a little better. And maybe we can do it. We should think about doing a trivia night sometime. If we think trivia or music trivia is going to be popular,
I
could actually run that myself if you
wanted
to.
I know, because at one point he was having technical difficulties, and I ran out and got a stack of CDs.
A friend of mine, Jim Conley, has every song known to man, and he has computers, and we do this for the Elks Club occasionally, the Flemington Elks Club, and he plays snippets of songs without the titles, and it goes pretty well.
Oh, why are you smiling? You know something.
I have a pet peeve here, don't I?
What's
that? It was entertaining.
Titles.
And the guy was, you know, had a lot of stories about all the songs, and then a lot of songs that the people sang along to.
I was
going to
say, the
nice.
Audience had a lot of fun.
Yes. That's it's all about, Jennifer. So we must have some good programs coming up this week,
well,
then.
Well, I wanted to talk about one more that we had Tuesday afternoon.
I guess.
Fast. Thank you. We worked with the Veteran Services Coordinator at the Huntington County Senior Center, Sabrina Barta, to present the AVA healthcare info session. And we had over 60 people come to the library. They talked about eligibility, mental health, pharmacy, rural home care, and there was even a representative from Social Security there. So it was really worthwhile, and the program's going to be repeated next Friday night from 6 to 8 at the Huntington County Senior Center.
Very good.
So if you missed it on Tuesday, definitely make an effort to see it.
Thank you. Tonight at the Huntington County Library, we have a new movie on our big screen movie series. At 6 p.m. tonight, we'll be showing The Water Diviner. I have no idea what it's about, but it stars Russell Crowe as a as a crooked stick.
I went to see Master and Commander, the Patrick O'Brien, and these two little old ladies went in ahead of us, and the usher, the ticket taker, he's an older man, and he was in Princeton forever, and he says, which movie are you going to see? And they said, we're here to see Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't care what movie.
Wow.
They wanted to see Russell Crowe.
So do you believe in water divining? Do you believe that works? Witching?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
See a lot of trees that have branches bent because they know there's water underground, and they're kind of trying to get to it. It's very interesting. Trees are very smart.
And certain plants will grow, like skunk cabbage will grow where it knows.
Yep.
Going to be swampy.
We have a tree program that we'll talk about later on. It's just not this week. So let's try to stay topical, shall we, Jennifer?
Yes, sir, for a change.
On this weekend, I believe, Moments After the Spark. Is that this weekend? No, that was
last
night. I'm sorry, that was last night. How did that go? Did you hear?
I didn't.
Oh, and I just blew it here.
What did you just do?
Okay, next Wednesday, Jennifer, you can fill in what happens this weekend. But next Wednesday is a big program. As I mentioned on the top of the show, we are collecting the last of the photo show entries today. The photos will be judged this afternoon by Walter Horoszewski, famous New Jersey author and photographer. I will hang the show this afternoon, Jennifer. And then next Wednesday, we will have our awards ceremony where all the winners will be announced. At 6:30, we'll have refreshments available. And then right after at 7 p.m., Walter himself will be there in person and presents a program entitled Photography and Fine Art. He presents the history of photography from its origins in science through its transition to fine art. Walter Schwartz showcases the work of avant-garde photographers Stieglitz, Deitchen, and Strand, 20th century masters Adams and Weston, as well as contemporary photographic artists. So this is all Wednesday, October 7th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Did I pass by anything, Jennifer?
I don't think so.
So it's early, but we have a ton of programs in October that we'll get to and talk about.
And actually, we did very well in not planning programs this weekend because we had a full slate of programs the weekend of Sandy, and it was a lot of juggling around. So even if the hurricane does not hit.
Well, maybe. Are you attracting the hurricane to the region, Jennifer?
I am not. I have been.
I kind of think
I
you
have
are.
Been visualizing it.
I think the community should buy you a plane ticket to, like, where do we want the hurricane to go? We should just put you on a cruise ship and send you out to sea and have follow you.
Great.
Like a little puppy dog.
We end up on Gilligan's Island.
Well, we'll keep you well ahead of it. We want you safe.
No, I've been visualizing it out to sea. Like I was visualizing the snowstorms all winter.
Okay.
It worked once or twice, didn't it?
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, that is correct. We do not have any other programs before, but we have a lot later in October that we'll get to later in the show.
Okay, but what we do have are some commercials, and we will be right back after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good evening, this is Dr. Black and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Don't know much about history. It's that time, Jennifer. That music means it's time for Today in History. Every week at this time, I ask Jennifer some questions about things that happened on the current date, which is October 1st, 2015. Things that happened in years past on this date. And then also some people who were born to die that are borderline famous, meaning I know who they are, name recognition, just Jennifer. I think Jennifer will have an easy time today. But let's start with the events, Jennifer. Let's go back to 1811, October 1st. The first steamboat to sail the Mississippi River arrives where on this date on October 1st? New Orleans. St. Louis. What kind of... Why would that be such a... Hey, great. You made it 10 miles down the river. Congratulations. Let's remember this always. No, Jennifer, they completed the trip down the Mississippi. Okay? Mm-hmm. Who becomes the leader of the United States Marine Band on October 1st, 1880?
You asked me this last year.
Did we?
No, because we weren't here on October 1st, but John Philip Sousa.
John Philip Sousa is correct, the March King. 1891, Jennifer, what college in California opens its doors? On October 1st, 1891.
UCLA.
I look for Stanford University. Follow-up question, what is Stanford's mascot? What is their team mascot? Very unique one, the Cardinal. It's the color. Cardinal is their mascot. But I think they have a tree, like, on their logo. They're all mixed up over there. They're such an intelligent population of students. I kind of missed the boat with the whole mascot thing, Jennifer. 1931, what New Jersey-New York bridge opens to traffic on this date?
Traffic. Heavy on the traffic, the GWB.
You know that. How did you know that?
I know a lot of things about October.
Oh, okay. So you should be doing this to me today. Maybe you have some ones you can ask me today.
I might.
Since you know so
much
about it.
I'm not going to look it up.
Because mine aren't very interesting at all, Jennifer. Often considered the first superhighway in the United States, what opens to traffic on this date?
PA Turnpike.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike. Why was that the first superhighway? I've never heard anyone call it a super. I hate that highway.
I know. I will drive miles out of my way.
I'll take any road besides the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It is if you're driving a long journey, it's just there's distance between exits where you go from exit 1 to exit 2 every 20 miles. They got
it's Pennsylvania, there's stuff in between.
It's a mental hardship to number the exits that way. You have to then you don't feel like you're getting anywhere.
Right, like the parkway where they match the mile markers.
Exactly. Exactly. Though I think the PA Turnpike might have done that now.
Did they?
I think they switched their numbering. 1957, what appears on U.S. paper currency for the first time?
In God We Trust.
Very good. Jennifer, you do know a lot about October.
Wow, that I guess that one.
What Florida...
Attraction?
Yeah, you know all of these.
Disney World and then Epcot opened.
You see, did you cheat today,
later,
Jennifer?
No.
What do you mean, no? Then how do you know all this stuff off the top? You've completely ruined my game today.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Disney World. Walt Disney World, Jennifer, opened today near Orlando, Florida. Walt Disney World, his brother, Walt Disney died in 1965 or 1966. And 5 years later, his brother Roy took his wishes and opened the Magic Kingdom. But really, that was not Walt Disney's wishes for that land.
What were his wishes?
His wishes was to build a city of tomorrow on that property, called Epcot. That was his obsession, and he died before it could come to fruition.
What did Epcot stand for?
Experimental Prototypical Community of Tomorrow. So there was going to be a Disneyland as part of the thing, but that was only a small part. The rest of it was going to be this giant city with new technologies and mass transit. There's a model of it at Walt Disney World in the Magic Kingdom. You got to go on a ride called the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, which is just a little kind of elevated train that takes you around Tomorrowland, just showing you the attractions, and it goes by his model of Epcot and is mind-boggling. And he had succeeded, there's probably five times in his life where people said, that can't be done, and he did it. And this was going to be his recent one. I would have loved, he would have been able to do it. He could have changed the world, Jennifer. He was obsessed with this, and he died.
Too bad.
Yes, it is. So there is an Epcot there now, but not exactly what Walt Disney's vision was. The closest thing was they did build a kind of community called Celebration down there on the property, which kind of hints at some of the stuff he was going after, but not on the scale Walt Disney was used to. So Walt Disney World opened today on October 1st, 1971. Okay, people who were born or died on this date, Jennifer. In 1920, Walter Matthau was born.
He was a movie star, comedian. He was in the movie The Odd Couple.
Very good.
He was in Grumpy Old Men.
Very good. Probably best known as the Coach Buttermaker in what movie?
No, I best know him for Grumpy Old Men.
Looking for the Bad News Bears, Jennifer. Oh. 1924, James Earl Carter was born.
Oh.
Better know as Jimmy
President
Carter.
President Jimmy Carter.
Yes, Jennifer, wouldn't any idea what number president he was.
39.
That's exactly right. And he was a Nobel Prize laureate.
Yes.
Didn't know that. 1920.
He does all the Habitats for Humanity also.
Yes. 1927, Tom Bosley was born.
He's a TV actor, Mr. Cunningham on Happy
Very
Days.
Good. Best known as Mr. Cunningham. 1935, finally born on this date. These are all layups for you, Jennifer. Julie Andrews.
She's a British singer. She's also an author. The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. And in Richard Harris's birthday is also today, who was in Camelot with Julie Andrews.
Wonderful. I purposely omitted that one because he bored me. Okay. Do you have some... Since you know so much about October.
Well, I did not want to go to the webpage while you were here. While you were doing the questions because you'd accuse me of cheating. So I will go there right now.
Should we wait over a commercial and get your thoughts together, Jennifer? Or is there going to be a lot of dead air here?
I have no thought. No, because let's see. You want to talk about the next programs and I'll get a couple things together for you?
Let me talk about the gingerbread competition, Jennifer, coming up. I mentioned that now that we're no longer accepting entries for the photo show, we are still accepting entries for our gingerbread competition, which will be on display through the month of December. We've done this for 3 or 4 years now in conjunction with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Entry forms are available on our webpage, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Click on the link and print out a form, or you can pick one up at any of our county libraries. All the rules are on the entry form, including the categories. There's a kids category, a student category, a family and group category, an adult category, and a professional category. You have two choices of what the theme of your gingerbread house can be. Can either be a gingerbread story house, kind of an edifice or structure or scene from your favorite book or children's book or an adult's book, whatever. That gives a nod to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, our one sponsor. The category that gives a nod to our Hunterdon Chamber sponsor is a Hunterdon County scene, so do any building from Hunterdon County. For example, the Red Mill. I believe that's been done in the past, but there's several others. You can do Samuel Fleming's house, the Union Hotel, anything, a hot air balloon, anything, a farm, Jennifer's house, anything from Hunterdon County. We conveniently added recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and royal icing on the entry form if you needed help that way. So the entry deadline, Jennifer, in case you're interested in entering, you still got a little time. It's Friday, November 20th, so you still got over a month to enter. And then the show will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library, like I said, through the month of December. We'll have a welcome reception at the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer, and that's going to be on... December 9th at 6 p.m.
That's what I needed to know.
In
the scoop.
Yes, December 9th, 6 p.m. in the Bookmark Cafe in our lower level. And that evening we'll have a concert. We'll have the Eric Mantel Jazz. Will we or won't we?
We won't. You've got the meeting room booked for it. Eric Mantel's on the 2nd.
Okay. Usually we try to do that in conjunction, but that's okay. Just another great reason to come out to the library.
But that night we will have Winter Wonderland crafts in the children's room. And that morning we're going to have the Hunterdon Central High School Fiddle Club.
And even if you don't enter, you need to stop by the library and see these entries. Last year, I mean, it was as big as ever. And we had an incredible array of storybook gingerbread houses and Hunterdon County scenes. It's a good mix. So I'm very happy. And like I've mentioned in the past, the Hunterdon County Library is the place to be for all your holiday shopping.
I have a question.
And program going.
Is Kiko listening?
I don't think so. Right, okay, Jennifer, well, let me just quickly mention our other holiday programs while I'm on Christmas. Jazz Holiday with Eric Mantel Quartet. He does a lot of music from the Charlie Brown Christmas, the Vince Guaraldi music, which is very popular. That's Wednesday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. The Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show. They do a big show at the library, At the high school every year. And then they come to the Hunterdon County Library and do a little pared-down version of the show since we don't have as much room. But it's still quite the Christmas tradition now. And that's Wednesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. We'll also have the Hunterdon Central Fiddlers. They come visit us every year.
Hi, Kiko. I hear you.
He's present, he says. So the Hunterdon Central Fiddlers, what date are they coming, Jennifer?
The 9th.
December 9th? Oh, okay. The same day as the gingerbread reception.
Yes.
Okay, so we can tie those two in together.
Yes.
Big day, December 9th at the Hunterdon County Library. And then we have Fred Miller. He does his American Christmas sing-along, and that'll be Thursday, so it's December 17th at the Hunterdon County Library. You'll be so sick of Christmas if you come to the Hunterdon County Library every day. Do you ever get sick of Christmas, Jennifer? You do? Before Christmas comes?
I get...
You're dead to me. Okay, are you ready over there yet?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, Jennifer has some October trivia. She requested Kiko Murillo's presence. Okay, one of our loyal listeners.
Okay. All right, today in history...
Are these going to be interesting?
You're going to fall asleep. Hush. 1880.
Grab a pillow, Kika.
Stop. Thomas Edison opened what?
On what?
1880.
What did Thomas Edison open?
Yes.
A factory.
And what kind of factory?
A light bulb factory.
That is correct.
That's correct?
That is correct.
Really? Why is that significant?
Well, because we need light bulbs being made.
Where did he open it up at?
New Jersey. What's wrong?
A little compliment to you, Jennifer. She says Kiko only listens to our program because of you.
Aw, because he can hear you talk anytime.
He must
anytime.
Be drunk. Kiko, too early in the day to drink, my friend.
He can talk to you anytime. In 1903, the first game of the modern-day World Series was held. Who were the two teams?
Oh, gosh. The Red Sox. The Cardinals.
You were close the first time. They were called the Americans at that time.
Boston Americans.
And what American... Well, now they're a National League team.
They still exist?
They do. I don't think they've been in a World Series since then.
The Cubs.
No. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ah, very good. That was the first World Series, huh?
That was the first modern-day World Series.
In what year?
1903.
Very good. On this date?
On this date.
This is on this date?
On this date. Anything Kiko wants, he gets.
He said not the Cubs. He was correct.
In 1908, Ford puts out the Model T. How much did a Model T cost? I'll give you within
$200. $600.
$825. Very good.
That's not within $200.
No, but it's very close. In 1962, the first broadcast of this television show was on.
Okay. On October 1st, 1962.
It was a very long-running...
Was it a sitcom? A drama?
No.
Soap opera?
No.
News program?
Sort of.
60 Minutes. 2020.
Nope. Now you're guessing.
Press.
Stop.
Exactly what I'm doing, Jennifer.
Now you're just shooting. It set the precedent for a whole new genre of television shows. It didn't actually, because there was one more before that. He was the second host of this show. He was probably
the Tonight Show.
Yes, the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, which is actually the complete name of it. And what do we know about the Tonight Show theme?
Johnny's Theme is the name of it, and it was written by Paul Anka and Johnny Carson.
That is correct. We learned that last night. 1975, the Thriller in Manila happened. What happened and where was it?
Thriller in Manila was Muhammad Ali.
And what did he do?
He defeated, was it George Foreman?
No, it was not.
Joe Frazier?
It was.
Yes.
In what sport?
Boxing.
Where?
Manila.
Where's Manila?
In the Far East.
The Philippines. In 1982, what did Sony launch?
Launch? Mm-hmm. What year?
Product. 1982.
Yes,
Kiko?
A computer?
No.
A telephone?
No, Pat, come on. Make some educated guesses, don't. Okay.
I can't keep up with Kiko's texts. I'm trying, Jennifer. Those are educated guesses.
No, you're not. You're just... Think back to 1982. You were a senior in high school.
Yes.
What was the
Walkman?
Close.
Watchman?
No. A compact disc player.
Oh.
Our first consumer compact disc player. And in 1992, which cable network began broadcasting?
In 1962?
92.
Foxed.
The Cartoon Network. Okay, now I have some people to born or die today in history.
Wow, Jennifer's hitting me with my own medicine here.
You're not
going to
know.
It's bitter going down.
You're not
going to
know the died person. Kiko's going to know the died person.
How do you know? I don't know.
All right, so we'll start with the died person, okay?
The died person?
The person
you
who
mean
died?
He was dipped in a vat of color?
Yes, he is now bright red. Today in 1990, Curtis LeMay died.
Curtis LeMay?
Mm-hmm.
And Kiko would know this, so it must be some military connection?
Yep.
Curtis LeMay?
Yes.
I'll wait on that and let Kiko answer. Go ahead.
Okay. 1910, Bonnie Parker was born.
Of Bonnie and Clyde fame?
Bonnie and Clyde, correct. In 1924, William Rehnquist.
Was he a chief justice or a Supreme Court justice?
He was the 16th Chief Justice of the United States of America. And in 1945, Rod Carew was born.
Oh, I'm not allowed to give you sports ones. Rod Carew
was a
longtime first baseman for the Minnesota Twins. I believe he was the last person to flirt with hitting 400, but he didn't quite get there, if I'm not mistaken. He's probably a Hall of Famer, I'm pretty sure. So congratulations to your Mets, by the way.
Thank you. He was elected to the All-Star game every season but his last one, too. Thank you. Fortunately, they are not like the Yankees, Jeremiah, if you're listening, who can't seem to clinch the list.
Air Force Chief of Staff, Jennifer?
He certainly was. Well done.
Thank you, Kika.
And he was the running mate of Independent Party candidate George Wallace in 1968.
Oh, very good. Curtis LeMay?
Curtis LeMay, LeMay. And yes, we do have books in the library about
him. So you knew who that was, because your husband is a big military person.
Exactly. I can name... Okay, Kiko, here's a trivia question for you. Can you name the four or five-star admirals of the United States Navy?
He's an Army guy.
All right, can you name the five-star generals of the United States Army?
I'm sure he can. He'll try.
And there's one more. There's like a trick to that question. Everybody needs a party trick.
Curtis LeMay follow-up firebomb Tokyo.
He did indeed.
What's that mean? How do you firebomb Tokyo? Was that during World War II?
Yes, it was during World War II.
I hope.
Yes, that was last week.
I just watched Unbroken last night for the first
time.
Oh,
did you?
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
They say that I didn't read the book. They say the book was much better and had a different ending, or something big happened that they completely omitted from the movie, and I don't remember off the top of my head what was omitted. But it was a good movie. My gosh, that guy went through hell.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that was really...
Louis Zamperini. Okay, where are you taking us now, Jennifer?
I'm going to take you to the weather. You're going to give the weather.
Oh, you want the weather, do you?
I do indeed.
Jennifer mentioned there's a tropical storm / hurricane heading toward us. Hurricane Joaquin has strengthened into a Category 3 or 4 down in the Bahamas, Jennifer, and is starting to track north. Unfortunately, we don't know which way. MacArthur Bradley, Ike Marshall. And only Marshall was not a West Point graduate, Jennifer.
Wait, what?
These are the five-star generals, I believe, Army generals.
There's five of them.
MacArthur, Bradley, Eisenhower, Marshall. There's another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kiko, you only gave us four. You said there's one more. Okay, back to the weather. Joaquin, too early to tell where landfall is going to be. We're hoping it goes out to sea. We're raising funds right now to have Jennifer put on a cruise ship and have the hurricane follow her out to sea. Right now, that's a pipe dream, Jennifer. But your weather before then, we're going to have overcast skies today. Rain is supposed to come in tomorrow evening, Friday evening, and last through Saturday, maybe most of the day, before clearing off and becoming overcast again on Sunday. Then, depending on what this hurricane does, we'll leave the forecast right there. But then, like I mentioned earlier, after a hurricane, or I must have mentioned this off the air, Jennifer. After a hurricane,
you
enjoy
mentioned it
some glorious weather.
You did mention it on the air.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After the hurricane, which will probably be around Tuesday or Wednesday. So, like they say, for any hurricane, Jennifer, expect the worst, but hope for the best. How are you going to prepare?
I'm going home at lunchtime and picking up all the stuff in my yard that might become a projectile.
Not a bad idea.
Yes.
I guess I better do the same.
Indeed. Okay.
I'm going to wait and see where they track, though.
Yeah,
I'll have everything
have to take...
there, and then I'll just run around like a chicken with its head cut off an hour before the storm.
I'm going to have to take everything down before, and I'm working this weekend, so it has to come down sooner or later.
So welcome back to the library show, Jim Ganeau.
I'm going to follow up with Kiko.
You're going to follow up with Kiko?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The fifth five-star general is Hap Arnold.
Hap Arnold right here. He went to the Air Force.
Yes, and then he, after the Air Force, was a separate division.
Wasn't Hap Arnold on the ship when Japanese surrendered?
Yes. In fact, he was. And then also on Blackjack Pershing, he's a general of the armies. There was no six-star. Don't interrupt, Kiko. There was no six-star rank.
There never was a six-star rank?
No, but he would be if there was. Blackjack Pershing is like a step above. Go ahead, Kiko.
No, he was just following up with Hap Arnold.
Okay.
And Patton was only a four-star general three?
He was only four. And the four fleet admirals, the four five-star admirals.
Do the British star their generals like we do?
I'm not sure. But can I tell you the four or five-star generals? Because everybody needs a party trick.
For Navy?
For the Navy.
They call generals in the Navy?
No, they're admirals.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. It's William Leahy, Ernest King, Chester Nimitz, and William Halsey.
Oh, Halsey was the guy. And then maybe, I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
But if, no, it was Halsey. It wasn't Hap Arnold.
Yeah, Halsey was the guy on this, the Missouri.
If you're ever out in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, you can go, and I assume, I don't know if you can still do this or not, but there's a military academy out there. And once about 15 years ago, we went out there, and there's an Omar Bradley exhibit in their library. And you can go in, and it's really impressive. But we went there, and we pulled up to the gate. This was before, it must have been longer than 15 years ago, because it was way before 2011.
Who played General Omar Bradley in the movie Patton?
Wait, let me finish my story.
I'm just looking in trivia.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was Carl Malden.
Carl Malden.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we pull up to the gate, the guard at the gate, and we said, we want to come to the Omar Bradley Museum. And he said, we don't have an Omar Bradley Museum. I said, oh. I said, your guidebook says you do, because even days before the internet. He said, we have an exhibit. I said, swell. Can we go see that?
You misspoke, huh? So just a little warning for Kiko. Jennifer is planning on coming up to West Point, Kiko, next week. So put him to be on high alert up there. Nothing's happened like that since Benedict Arnold was up there.
Stop. That was last week.
Okay, Jennifer, are we done talking about the military?
We are.
Kiko is... I need Kiko every time you dust off your knowledge about this. Maybe you should have your husband in sometime and
Kiko
tell him all his
head-to-head
knowledge.
Oh, no, it would take hours. He played last night with the... he played last night. What's my tune?
And how did he do?
He did very well. He was with the group in the back, but I told him that he couldn't count his answers.
Why not?
Because
he was a guest. That'd have been fine.
I know. Okay, how about I talk about some story times and children's programs coming up?
We need to do that, Jennifer. We need to do that right now.
Right now?
Oh, do you have a commercial?
No. You said right now so definitively. Story times are back in session. They're on Tuesday mornings for 3 to 5 year olds at headquarters, on Wednesdays at 9:30 or 10:15 for 2 to 3.5 year olds. Wednesday afternoons at headquarters for 2 to 5 year olds at 1:30, and then that is followed by the therapy dogs. They come in and you can read to therapy dogs. Don't glare at me. At the North County Branch Library, they have 2 to 3.5 year old story times on Tuesday morning. On Thursday morning, they have 3 to 5 year old story time. On Wednesday, they have drop-in story time for 2 to 5 year olds, and that's with an adult, please. And they have that on Saturday mornings at the North County Branch from 2 to 5. And the 2 to 3.5 year old story times, you need to bring an adult. And the And you can bring your sibling. 3 to 5 year old story time. Siblings may not attend the story time. I don't know why. The South County branch has story times on Thursdays. They have 2 to 5 year olds at 9:45. And for the younger crowd, there are library babies.
Where can we read this, Jennifer?
They are all on our website at hclibrary.us.
Okay, because it's hard to follow verbally.
I know. And there's some cute little chickens. And we also have library baby story times on Friday mornings at the headquarters in North County Branch Libraries.
Let me catch you up on the displays at the North County Branch Library in October. Currently on display, we have the Allure West Photography Show. Husband and wife team Natalie and Zheng Wei founded their third studio in Doylestown in 2009. This wide range of special event and publication photographs includes many styles and reveals their love of art as well as imagination and understanding of their subjects, Jennifer. Also, the Brushing Violets, great name for that
group.
We've
had them a lot. They're really good.
Will be in the display cases. They're the Clinton chapter of the Society of Decorative Painters and enjoy traditional folk art related to toll painting. The violets expanded from the traditional tin to painting on all kinds of household tool and decorations. The scope of this charming exhibit proves the versatility and imagination of these artists. And finally, we have a book discussion. That's not really an exhibit, Jennifer.
No, but Mary sends that for the scoops.
Oh, I say stiff. There'll be the North County Branch Book Club will be discussing the book Stiff by Mary Roach. What's that about, Jennifer? It's got to be about a dead person, I'm assuming. And I'm sure if it is, you probably read it.
It is, but I thought they were discussing Ghosts at a Watch.
Most human cadavers, Jennifer, slumber peacefully.
Yes.
But a lucky few enjoy useful afterlife careers, developing new surgical procedures, exploring space, or helping out in a human decay research facility. What the heck is going on here? Roach, a meticulous researcher, makes forensics accessible and surprisingly humorous. Oh, I understand now. They're using cadavers for research.
Yes.
I thought the cadavers actually got up and did this stuff.
No. These are cadavers that people who before they died, they requested to have their bodies donated.
This is Tuesday, October 14th. If you're interested in this at all, Jennifer, Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us.
All right. I'm going to let you catch up on your texts, and we will go to our last commercial break. We will be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business
out of town.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In less than 10 minutes, Jim Gonneau will be in to take care of business. And Jim Gonneau told us something about business last week as we were leaving. September is Library Card Month, and Jim Gonneau's been a participant since the very beginning. And this September, for the first time, someone walked in and showed Jim his Hunterdon County Library Card, which he had conveniently located on a lanyard around his neck.
So, he was just doing that for our benefit, Jennifer. You think he walks around with Hunterdon County Library Card around his neck all day?
Some people do.
Boy, you are naive.
Thank you.
Jennifer, mobile apps. Everyone with a smartphone now needs to get the Hunterdon County mobile apps on there sooner rather than later, Jennifer. We have several options. We have the mobile library catalog. You can get that on your phone. There's no need to download the app, Jennifer. You just go to this webpage. How do you get to these mobile apps from our webpage, Jennifer?
I believe there's a link, but to get the catalog, you just type in ipac.hclibrary.us, and it takes you right. It knows if you're on a mobile device.
Okay, very good. We also have a Overdrive Media Console. You can read ebooks or listen to audiobooks from the library smartphone, mm-hmm. Jennifer. EBSCOhost. Access the library's EBSCOhost databases, which are good for research, via your mobile device. One Click Digital. Enjoy this additional collection on your computer, PC or Mac, or in selected mobile devices. What is One Click Digital, Jennifer?
It is a collection of downloadable audiobooks. And we should mention that EBSCOhost is provided through the state library.
Very good. And then Reference USA is a premier business and consumer reference and research tool offering instant real-time access to in-depth information on U.S. businesses. It's another app you can get from through our library. And then finally, Zinio, our Zinio digital magazine collection, includes 57, but probably have more than that now, do we, Jennifer?
We do.
Yeah, we have such as Card and Driver, Men's Fitness, Discover, Family Circle, National Geographic, on and on and on. You can get that on your smartphone as well. So once again, Jennifer, how can you get to this mobile device page?
It's hclibrary.us, and it is under the site index. It is not on our site index. Excellent. I'll find it. You keep talking, I'll find it.
Okay, Jennifer.
It's under Adults, Mobile Apps, and you click on that, and it takes you right to the mobile app page.
So go to hclibrary.us, click on the word adult, the adult box on the right side, and then the mobile app list will be right there.
Yes.
Very easy, Jennifer. The Hunterdon Tricentennial Committee is still hosting programs throughout the year, even though it's the 300th year. They have a website you want to go to for all their information. Go to 100300.org, and everything you need to know will be right there, Jennifer, at your fingertips.
We will be showing some movies on a Sunday afternoon in November with them.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
What movies? Local.
Yes, they're both about Hunterdon County. There might be three, and one is an older movie.
Has there ever been a major motion picture filmed in Hunterdon County?
I think some were filmed in Clinton.
Really?
I think some things have been filmed in Clinton.
Okay, but we don't know
names.
Do you
want to share with the class?
We don't know names, Jennifer.
No.
All right, let's just update you on some other October programs. The two concerts we have this month at the Hunterdon County Library on October 14th. We welcome back Borderline Bluegrass Band with Bob and Terry Suter. They played in the spring this year, but their concert was interrupted by a power outage. So we invited them back. They're always very popular. Two great musicians, and I forget the third person that joins them.
Was it Bob Harris last time?
Bob Harris, very possible.
He often does.
Okay. And then October 28th, we welcome back Ray Vaughn, featuring Christian Rozelle. That's the Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and more. They play their hits. They're a rocking trio, Jennifer. I mean, I can't say enough about Ray Vaughn. I'm raving about them, actually.
You sure are.
So that's Wednesday, October 20th. All our programs are at 7 p.m. All our programs are free and open to the public. We ask you to reserve seats, though. You can do that by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, clicking on the events calendar on the right bottom right corner, or you can call the library at 788-1434.
And this year is the 150th anniversary of the publication of Alice in Wonderland. And on Saturday, October 17th at 2 p.m., we're going to have a special program, Tea and the Mad Hatter with Judith Kroll Russo. She's going to discuss the history of the tea and some tea etiquette. She will also have some comments on Lewis Carroll's social age of the Victorian age. And Judith has some really interesting commentary on things. She's got a pretty interesting sense of humor. So wear your best hat, and we will have some.
In what way, Jennifer? What kind of sense of humor are we talking about here?
It's very sharp. Very, very pointed. She doesn't mince words.
Okay. And some people don't find that funny. They find that.
She's not offensive, though.
Okay.
She's not offensive. On Wednesday, October 21st, we're having another program at our South County Branch Library, where we've begun having some programs, and it is called Skulls. It is for children in grades 2 and up. They're invited to learn about animal skulls with a naturalist from Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation Department. They will walk around different stations and answer a questionnaire about skulls. They will explore key features and what skulls reveal about local wildlife.
And any of you living in the vicinity of the South County Branch Library, you'll be happy to know that we are increasing our program presence there.
We are.
So expect more programs there, including Maker's Day.
Yes, coming. Oh, and the next Saturday, October 10th, we're having Star Wars Read Day there.
Well, tell us about it, Jennifer. That what the heck is Star Wars Read Day?
It's to promote reading, and they used DK Random House, or no, Penguin, DK Penguin, what's Penguin Random House?
Insignificant.
The publishers of the Star Wars books, the people who have the licensing, are using Star Wars to promote reading.
Okay.
And reading activities.
And what do I expect to happen today? There will be giveaways?
Crafts and some prizes. Come in your best Star Wars costume, and they will be playing the soundtrack.
Any refreshments?
There will be, of course, there's always refreshments. You'll be helping Mary Jean with that next Friday.
In what way?
She's going to go shopping, and you're just going to help her sort out what accounts they should come from.
Oh. Do I have to go shopping with
her?
No,
you do not have to go shopping. You only have to go shopping with me, Jim Thatch.
That's not in my contract.
Sure is.
Actually, a lot of the programs we have in the fall, we try to have refreshments as a treat and a thank you to our patrons that have made our speakers and concert series such a success. Look forward to that too.
And some two other groups who have made our speakers and concerts a success on the New Jersey State Council on the Arts and Department of State, a partnering agency of the National Endowment of Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Yes, we thank the Cultural Heritage Commission for helping fund our programs for the last decade plus.
And the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are always very generous. They provide all our funding for refreshments for the programs.
They do. So you don't want to miss it. Like I say, just check out. You're online right now. You're there. Just one more simple step. Go to www.hclibrary.us and the whole new world will open to you, Jennifer.
That's right. And we've been trying to keep our Facebook page up to date. So it's facebook.com/HunterdonCountyLibrary.
I need to do a better job with that. But I need to do a better job with that. I don't want to inundate. But I should do little things that happen around the library.
Amy Jo Trimmer puts the posts up and I'll send her something and 5 seconds later it's up.
Right.
It's up on the webpage. So
you see all the great things that are happening. Right. We're very proud, and if you live in Hunterdon County, you should be very proud, too, of the Hunterdon County Library. It's become quite the community center. We've redefined ourselves since, with all the new technologies with books, we've tried to fill other voids in our community, and I think we've been pretty successful.
Pretty well. And, our speaker last night was just, his wife is the president of the Friends of the Middlesex County Library. And they couldn't say enough things about the library. They were just startled and astonished at the size and the scope of the library.
Hey, Jennifer, why don't we wrap it up for today?
I
think I'm pretty much done.
I think you are also.
Oh, you weren't going to talk about the bookmark.
Oh, I was.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. I only have a minute now. It's October 1st, so there's a new HCL Jim Thatch bookmark. It is purple, one of my favorite autumn colors, and it spells out the word October. And I only see HCL in one spot, so they must really be hidden well.
No, there's only one. A big one last month, and there's just a little one this month.
Teeny tiny one? Okay.
Where is the HCL?
It's on the clock face.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't challenge you too much.
Oh, I was like, it's an old clock tower, a full moon, and some bare trees.
It's a belfry, Jennifer.
Oh, it's a belfry? Okay.
Hence the bats.
I get it. Bats in the belfry. Okie dokie. Well, thank you for listening. And remember, if Joaquin hits and you can't call or go online, come on in to your library. Your library will be open for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's Singer-Songwriter Savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
Could there be a link between Alzheimer's and the air we breathe? More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
A scientist at the University of Utah thinks there could be a connection between air pollution and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Dustin Hammer says air pollution leads to inflammation throughout the body and could make its way to the brain.
That inflammation that happens in the body happens in the brain, and that can damage cells, and for older adults, maybe